rolled the clouds together. Could you not look down forever? If you were lighter than a feather, oh, and if I set you free, would you go with me? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Help me tie up the ends of a dream. I gotta know, would you go with me? I love you so.
Owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A missile streak seen in the sky near Tel Aviv. Air sirens sounding this morning at sunrise as Israel's defense system intercepts a Hezbollah attack. The Iranian-backed militant group says it was aiming to hit Mossad headquarters. It's Israel's equivalent of the CIA. It's the first rocket ever launched by Hezbollah to travel that distance, about 125 miles. Chinese state television saying that China successfully launched an intercontinental ballistic missile into the Pacific. That type of ICBM capable of threatening Taiwan, Japan, or the U.S. China called it a routine annual event. Bracing for Helene. That's what folks along Florida's Gulf Coast are doing. Some getting out.
Just comes and goes, and I just deal with it. So this time, I think it's going to be a real fast moving. So hopefully I have a home to come back to.
Stephanie Parks lives in Shell Point, Florida. Helene is now a tropical storm, but is expected to hit the state as a powerful Cat 3 hurricane. This is ABC News. Boeing says it's willing to give striking workers more time to consider what it says is its best and final offer. The union says the proposal put forth by Boeing isn't good enough. Meta, the company behind the Facebook and Instagram, is getting ready to show off its latest and greatest at its Connect conference today.
Meta's most recent virtual reality headset, the Quest 3, was criticized at launch for its $500 price tag, more than $100 more than the VR headset it replaced, the Quest 2. That's why Engadget's Devinder Hardawar says he expects
a cheaper headset using some of the same technology from the Quest 3, maybe not as high-quality optics, maybe it's going to lose a few sensors or something, but the rumor is that this thing could retail for $300.
Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
TikTok is getting out of the music business. Its parent company says music streaming service TikTok Music will shut down in November, just over a year after launch. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Shop Macy's VIP sales starting Thursday. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menu signs and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Monroe County officials filed charges in a decades-old homicide. District Attorney Kevin Corninger announces Tuesday 60-year-old Michael Popp will face murder charges in the 1985 death of Terry Dalloway. DNA evidence on Dalloway's body at the time of her death was linked to Popp last year. A number of Wisconsin communities are getting grant money to combat PFAS contamination. Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Natural Resources announced nearly $460,000 in grants to fight PFAS and manganese contamination in the state's smaller public water systems. And during a congressional hearing Tuesday on federal welfare reform, Brett Favre dropped a bombshell. The former Packers quarterback revealed he'd recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Favre was on Capitol Hill to testify about welfare reform. He was at the heart of a welfare scandal in Mississippi. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
You expect Fleet Farm to have everything you need for everyday life. Well, expect everything at the best prices guaranteed, too. Automotive, pets, birding, hunting, farming, snacking, you name it. All your everyday essentials, all at the best prices guaranteed. And if you happen to find a lower price elsewhere, we'll match it. Any day, every day. Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life at the best prices guaranteed.
Believer City Church in Menominee holds community Bible discussions in towns throughout our region. Join us in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill for a weekly Bible study every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. No matter what church you attend, you're welcome to participate in this local Bible study. Our goal is to increase your knowledge, your discipleship, and your Christian fellowship. So drop in, enjoy some food and fellowship, and let's dig into God's Word together.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to feel a lot more like summer than fall here for the next few days. Today, sunny. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon with just a light northwesterly breeze. Tonight, clear 50. Tomorrow, sunshine 78. We're going to stay partly cloudy with highs in the mid to upper 70s right on through the weekend. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-963-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Skipping rocks, skipping rope, laughing at all my best friend's jokes. Things I loved when I was a kid. Muddy roads, muddy feet, I didn't live on no blacktop street. Things have changed a lot, but I never did. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. Living right, living in this little old town I grew up in. But I still held on to my dreams. Standing proud, standing tall, standing smack dab in the middle of it all. I don't worry about things that I can't change. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy.
I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. And everything around me are things I dearly love. And every night I get on my knees and thank the Lord above that I don't have to think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. Oh, oh, oh. I just want to live until I die.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stump road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh.
You and me going fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow.
Spring is almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We'll jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Trouble's getting ready to start. Well, I've heard you say how much you love me.
I've known the boy all of my life. So you better think twice,
you better think twice
before you roll the dice,
before you roll the dice.
Yeah, you better think twice before you give your heart away. You really must think I'm something, talking trash. Cause you're way too good for him. And I know that you don't believe me, but I've been with him when he's running around. He don't mean to hurt nobody, he ain't never gonna settle down.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Vince Gill, and you better think twice here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the upper 40s to low 50s this morning, and we'll have our ag weather forecast coming up this hour. Sabrina Hill in our Newsmaker segment is also happening this hour as well. Later on this morning, we'll continue our Dairy Farm Family Spotlight with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, as we're spotlighting Valamo Farms this week. Ted's going to be joining us this morning talking about the crops and some of the things they do to protect the soil as well. So that's coming up this morning at about 9:10 as we continue our Dairy Farm Family Spotlight this week with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. Today we have a very special guest, Amy Brickner. Tell us a little bit about your dairy.
Destiny Dairy Bar is an on-farm location where people can get up close and personally connected with the cows that make their milk. I am blessed to have a great location to be able to bring people directly to the source.
You started out dairy farming.
The transition was incredibly difficult. Right when I was building my store, making the recipes for the milk and really getting a business plan together for starting the on-farm store. So it had been a family dairy, three generations working together. And at the time, the rest of the family really wanted to transition out of dairying and do crop work. So I was left with a herd, finding my own feed, as well as starting the business that I really wanted to get going.
Sounds like one of those curse and a blessing situations.
Yes, and I wonder if I wouldn't have already started building if I would have gone ahead and done it, knowing what work I had to do. I'm very glad that I did, because really the biggest hurdle was opening the store, and it's my biggest accomplishment.
What do you know now that you wish you'd knew before then?
I wish I would have asked more questions specifically of independent contractors in the area. I worked on assuming that the people I was hiring knew what they were doing and knew what my expectations were. And it really slowed down the whole process as I would put in deposits or, you know, buy initial equipment and then wait for months and months to get all of the jobs done.
Traditionally, when people process their own milk, the product mix is kind of interesting to them. It's unique to them.
I started with wanting to make a wide variety of milk flavors, and I did it for two reasons. First of all, the logical reason that I didn't have a lot of room. I didn't have a lot of equipment. I wanted to do the very easiest thing. And of course, you're always told the money comes when you're processing the fat side of it. So the cheese, the ice cream, the butter, that's where the money is. So I knew that my margins were going to be tight, but I also wanted to play on the fact that milk is the full nutritious product. And we make such a wide variety of flavors of ice cream and yogurt that we should be able to do it with milk as well. I started one day, my first recipe was raspberry milk, and it tasted just like I was drinking a milkshake.
Do you use all whole milk, or do you even standardize your milk before you do it?
It's all cream lined, so it's not standardized. Vat pasteurized, don't homogenize. So that creaminess does give it the extra something that people want. But at the same time, my fruit flavors, like the raspberry and the peach, they're not heavy. They don't weigh you down. I tell people before they try it that I can even chug a pint on a hot day, and it doesn't make me feel heavy or queasy in any way. It really is refreshing.
What's next for you? Because I think you're a woman who's always looking for the next deal.
We finally are getting our processing container unit up and running, and I'll be starting cheese. I am partnering with a good friend of mine who's been doing aged cheeses for a while. So I'll not only be making fresh cheese myself on the farm, she'll be doing some aged cheese. And I have a lot of farm-to-table ideas in my head that I'm working with my fiancé.
Out of all the things that you're doing, what couple of sentences could you say that really tell the story of what you really love about what you're doing?
It's the people that come to the farm. It's the customers that come and are repeat customers or first-time customers. When I'm having a really bad week, and in this heat this year, there were some bad weeks. And when I'm feeling exhausted, if I spend a couple hours in the store talking with the customers and getting the excitement again of them seeing the baby calves, of them licking their hands, of walking up to one of our big cows that's standing at the feed bunk eating and seeing that, you know, her 12-inch tongue comes out and tries to wrap around them, and just getting that joy again, it reminds you as a dairy farmer why you keep doing it. Because sometimes we forget after the 365-day-a-year thing.
So you can literally live your dream.
Absolutely. I've been destined to do it.
Amy Brickner with Destiny Dairy Bar, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I was raised in a sophisticated kind of style. Yeah, my taste in music and women drove my folks hack wild. Mom and Dad had a plan for me. It was debutantes and a symphony. But I like my music hot, like my women wild. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trash side. Should've seen the looks on the faces of my dad and mom when I showed up at the door with a date for the senior prom. They said, well, pardon us, son, she ain't no kid. That's a cocktail waitress in a Dolly Parton wig. I said, I know it, Dad, ain't she cool? That's the kind I did. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. I like them with a heart of gold. Yeah, I like them brassy. I like them brazen and bold. Well, they say that opposites attract. Well, I don't agree. I want a woman just as tacky as me. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women and I like them on the trashy side.
Really had a hold on me.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Winona, and Tell Me Why here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 51 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, they're lower once again. October down 5 to 23.23, November down 9 to 22.57, December down 1 to 21.39, January milk steady now at 20.38. Cheese markets were lower yesterday. Barrels down 4.5 to 250.4.5. 40-pound blocks down 1 to 219. No trades on the day. Cash butter down 4 to 290. One trade on the day. Graded non-fat dry milk down a quarter to 137 and 3 quarters. 7 trades on the day. Dry whey up a quarter to 59 and one trade on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle and hog markets, they are called mixed once again. Both cattle and hogs continued to move higher yesterday. Higher boxed beef prices helping to support the live and feeder cattle markets as they continue to advance past that 100-day moving average, and that helped to extend some of the buying interest. Hog markets also were mostly higher yesterday. Again, we have that hogs and pigs report that is going to be coming out here on Thursday. Could see some positioning just ahead of that report today. Also going to depend on what happens with consumer demand as well. December live cattle opened the day at 184.40, February 185.42, April 185.80. October feeder cattle open at 245.80, November 243.40, January 238.12. October hogs open at 82.12, December 74.97, February at 78.70. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower. Now, the rally this week in the grain markets due to the drought conditions in Brazil and how that could potentially delay the soybean planting season there. Also, some increase in demand as well. All of that rally is now uncovered farmer selling. Well, we do have the harvest underway, so the farmers are now starting to sell some of the grains that they have in the bin. And that has moved prices lower this morning. December corn down 2.5 to 409.25. March down 2.75 to 428. May down 2.5 to 438.75. New crop 25 down 1.75 to 447.5. November beans down 8.5 to 1033.75. January down 8.75 to 1051.75. March down 8 to 1065.25. New crop 25 down 6.25 to 1077.25. October soybean meal down 210 to 321.50. October soybean oil down 24 cents to 43.71. Chicago wheat, December down 1.5 to 576.5. March down 1.25 to 596. Minneapolis wheat, December down 6 to 605.75. March down 5.5 to 627.75. Energy markets lowered today. November crude oil down 47 cents to 71.09. December down 40 cents to 70.44. October gas down 2 cents to 201. November down a cent to 199. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com. Farmers, it's harvest time and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa also has filters with low prices throughout the entire year and has specialty tools for your equipment. Keep your equipment working throughout the harvest with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand. Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash and new crop corn, $3.42, cash and new crop beans, $9.57. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn, $3.61.5, October, $3.61.5, and new crop, $3.61.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash and October corn at $3.71. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and new crop corn, $3.56, cash beans, $9.67. New crop, $9.75. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash and new crop corn, $3.62. Cash and new crop beans at $9.62. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn, $3.68. New crop, $3.67. Cash beans, $9.77. New crop, $9.77. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn, $3.51. New crop, $3.59. Cash beans and new crop beans at $9.79. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 175 to 189, Holstein fed cattle 160 to 176, market cows 92 to 136, bulls 140 to 171, calves 750 to 920, and beef steers at 110 to 325, Holstein steers 180 to 410. Sheep markets, market lambs 205 and down, light lambs 220 and down, ewes 110 and down. Goat markets, does 130 and down, bucks 135 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 179 to 188, finished beef heifers 179 to 187, finished dairy steers 170 to 176, market cows 100 to 124, market bulls 140 to 167. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
pricing enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix, that's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right? Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes.
Text radio to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I told you I'd leave a light on in case you ever wanted to come back home. You smiled and said you appreciate the gesture. I took your every word to heart, 'cause I can't stand us being apart. And just to show how much I really miss you, every light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as a crack of dawn, the front walk looks like runway lights, it's kinda like noon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on, just in case you ever do get tired of being gone. Every light in the house is on. If I should ever start forgetting, I'll turn the lights off one by one, so you can see that I agree it's over. But until then, I want you to know, look south, you'll see a glow. That's me waiting at home each night to hold you. Every light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as a crack of dawn, the front walk looks like runway lights, it's kinda like noon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on, just in case you ever do get tired of being gone. Oh, every light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as a crack of dawn, the front walk looks like runway lights, it's kinda like noon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on, just in case you ever do get tired of being gone. Every light in the house is on.
Don't tell me you're calling, it's to see if I'm all right since you've been gone, 'cause I know you and I know why we're talking. You're wanting me to say I'm barely hanging on. Well, maybe that was true for a night or two, but now things to do. I could wash my car in the rain, change my new try. I got better things to do. I could wash my car in the rain, change my new guitar strings, mow the yard just the same as I did yesterday. I don't need to waste my time crying over you. I got better things to do. Check the air in my tires, straighten my stereo wires, count the stars in the sky, or just get on with my life. I don't need to waste my time crying over you. I got better things to do.
That sizzle? We're Country Fry. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDF.
Thought it was forever. I thought it would last. Gotta try to make it a page of my past. You didn't even say goodbye when you slammed that door. Now I'm lying here alone in what once was our bed, trying to forget all the cruel words you said while the radio was playing what once was our favorite song. Oh, enough is enough, I won't take any more. I'm picking myself up off the, 'cause you can't keep a good man down. Can't keep a good man down. Oh no. Can't keep a good man down, baby. Can't keep a good man down. Gonna dress up in the finest clothes that I own, take it to the streets, I won't be lonely for long. Gonna put on my best moves on every single woman I see. Now you thought you could break me, add me to your list, notch me on your gun. Let me tell you this, I got news for you, baby, I don't break that easily. 'Cause you can't keep a good man down. You can't keep a good man down. Oh no. Can't keep a good man down. Sugar. Can't keep a good man down. I'll be out there on the scene, hanging with my friends. This world's gonna see me smiling again. I'm taking some time to erase you from my memory. Don't write many letters, don't call me on the phone, don't knock on my door, 'cause to you I'm not at home. I know there's a woman out there for a man like me. 'Cause you can't keep a good man down. Can't keep a good man down. Oh no. Can't keep a good man down, baby. Can't keep a good man down. Oh, enough is enough, I can't take it anymore. I'm picking myself up off the floor. 'Cause you can't keep a good man down, baby. Can't keep a good man down, honey. Can't keep a good man down, sugar. Can't keep a good man down, older. Can't keep a good man down, oh no. Can't keep a good man down, oh no. Can't keep a good man down, oh no. Can't keep a good man down. Can't keep a good man down. Can't keep a good man down.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins.
Agriculture was taking center stage in New York City recently. Sabrina Halverson has more.
It's Climate Week in New York City, and while perhaps not as famous as New York's Fashion Week, it is bringing agriculture into the spotlight. Speaking at a forum co-hosted by Food Tank and the James Beard Foundation, CEO of Organic Valley, Jeff Frank, discussed the benefits of organic farming.
Well, you know, at Organic Valley, we're the nation's largest cooperative of organic farmers. And so our practices in our cooperative really abide by organic standards. And so the other thing that we're doing is we're putting a lot of energy into helping our farmers even get better. So in the scheme of things, organic farming is pretty good already, but we want to help them get even better. And so we've pioneered our carbon insetting program, which really is helping to fund projects on farms like solar installations or improved manure management practices, things like that, to help them get even better. And through all those practices, we do see a meaningful benefit to not only the environment around the farm, but also with the soil health overall.
He also spoke on getting more local products into school meals.
Yeah, and I think from our perspective, it's been both at a local level and at a national level. We've definitely worked with our trade associations to have the conversations in D.C. about what needs to happen in the school lunch program. And we've actually made some inroads in just the past year. But also at the local level, you know, our consumers are great advocates for what they want for their own kids. And so we've found also a lot of strength at the local level with just consumer advocacy of what they want in the schools as well. So working on kind of both ends of that spectrum has been really helpful.
Organic Valley is a dairy cooperative consisting of 1,600 family farms around the nation. I'm Sabrina Halverson.
Thanks, Sabrina. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Thinking about adding cover crops? Olson Farms of Mondovi is pleased to announce cover crop planting services this fall. Adding cover crops like winter wheat can improve soil health, build organic matter, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, and increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Receive a $5 per acre credit in crop insurance next year. Olson Farms has cleaned and bin run winter wheat available. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs, while improving your farm's bottom line.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
The quiet weather will continue today in our ag weather forecast. Sunny skies, light winds, low to moderate humidity, and warmer than normal temperatures are expected over the next few days. Pretty quiet forecast. Mostly sunny throughout the day today. We'll have highs 73 to 78, relative humidities at 41 to 46%. Light winds becoming northwest at 5 to 8. We'll see about 11 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear lows 49 to 54, relative humidities at 92 to 97%, and a light wind. Tomorrow, sunshine. Highs 77 to 82, relative humidities at 41 to 46%. Light winds becoming south at 5 to 7. We'll see 12 hours of sunshine. For Friday, sunshine, warmer, highs 80 to 85. Saturday, sunshine, highs 80 to 85. Sunday, sunshine, highs 75 to 80. Monday, sunshine, highs 75 to 80. And for Tuesday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, cooler, highs 60 to 65.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, We live here.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
Miniature cattle are becoming a popular way for acreage owners to raise their own beef. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. These livestock are cute, productive, and a great project for kids as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Do you have a great idea or invention for the farm or ranch? If you've created some shop tool, workaround, or homemade idea to save you time and trouble, send the idea to Successful Farming Magazine for our All Around the Farm section. If we use your idea, you could get paid from $100 to $400. Submit your ideas today at agriculture.com/idea entry.
The first calf I raised in 4-H was a Charolais heifer named Mandy. I was 11 years old. Mandy was little when I got her, but she grew a lot bigger by showtime, and I didn't. Today, I see 4-H'ers and others with cows that come in a smaller package. They may look like baby bovines, but are actually full-sized miniature cattle. Campbell Barrett is a 4-H extension agent at Montana State University. He says the miniatures are typically classified as anything under 48 inches at the hip when full grown. There are many breeds of tiny cattle, but he says among the most popular are miniature Herefords and low-lying Angus. Because they're smaller than their full-sized cousins, there are several reasons why these livestock are a good fit for a small farm or 4-H project.
Well, it takes less acreage, and also they eat less. And according to the parents and some of the breeders locally, they claim they're more efficient with the feed, meaning they gain more per pound of food than the larger frame. I can't find really a lot of definitive research to back that up, but that's their anecdotal experience. A lot of the parents claim that they're a little more mild-tempered.
They're easier on fences, equipment, and pasture. You can have two or three minis in the same space as one full-size cow. The meat from an animal that reaches a mature weight of 800 pounds versus 1,300 pounds also means a smaller freezer.
They have smaller portion sizes. You know, a ribeye steak from a miniature is going to be, if you're doing the carcass data, somewhere between probably a 7 and 10 inch, square inch loin eye. So the larger ones are probably going to be between 9 and 16 inch, square inch loin eye. So smaller portion sizes from smaller animals. I'm worried about nutrition.
Learn more about miniature cattle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Change, oh, but the only thing changing is my